And Daf Pei Dalet of the Beis, and we're in the middle of explaining the nafkamina between the drosha of the Tanakame and the drosha of Rebbe. We hear in Daf Pei Dalet Omed Aleph, just let's refresh our memories, Tana Rabbonon ve'etzem leisishpilu boy, so boy is amit, boy bekosher v'loy beposel, that the Iser of Shviras Etzem is only on a koshery korban, not on a posel korban. Rabbi Yoimer, Bebayis Echod Yeochel, that's the beginning of the previous posik, the Etzem Leisish Beruboy, and this is the next posik. So we darshan kol horoi la'achile yesh boy mishum Shviras Etzem. We learn that the Yeochel is a pirish on the Etzem. Etzem hanechal. So, kol ha-roi la-chile, if you have an etzem, that's roi la-chile, yesh boi, mishum shviras etzem. V'she'ein roi la-chile, ein boi mishum shviras etzem. So it would seem, superficially, that they're both saying the same halacha with different lashonis. The Tanakhama says that the whole is of shviras etzem is only if the korban is kosher. And Rebbe says that the whole Isser of Shviras Etzem is only applicable if you have Boso, which is Chozi La'achila. You need Etzem HaNechol, an Etzem that the Boso is Nechol, then there's an Isser of Shviras Etzem. So the Gemara asked, Mai Binayo, what is the difference between the Tanakame and Rebbe? Now let's go to Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis. And we'll start from Rav Papa's memory in the middle of the Yomit, by the small hay of the Maseiros HaShas. Rav Papa is going to be choylik on Abaye, the way Abaye explained the machloikis, and Rav Papa himself says a new pshat. Abaye had said that according to the afkamina between Rebbe and the Tanakame is, if there's an Iser of Shviras Etzem, Bayoim. According to the Tanakhama, if the whole criteria is etzem leisish beruboy bekosher, as long as it's a kolben kosher, so there's an iser of shviras etzem. So bayoyim, it's a kolben kosher, so there's an iser of shviras etzem. According to Rebbe, that Rebbe said that you need ye ochel veetzem leisish beruboy, you need a etzem of bosor hanechel. There has to be an etzem of a dover hanechel, so bayoim, it's not an etzem of a dover hanechel, because there's no mitzvah achile bayoim. That's how Abaye explained the nafkamina between Rebbe and the Rabbon. So Rapopo Omar kol ki hay gavne, kula alme yesh boi mishum shviras etzem. So Rapopo tainted no, that bayoim, afilu, according to Rebbe, there's an Isser of Shviras Etzem. My time, Lu'ulti Merzi La'achile. That's called the Etzem HaNechal, because at night it'll be Chozi La'achile. So even though now it's not Chozi La'achile, so L'chayre, Rapopa means to say, we say, Mechusas Man, Lavke Mechusa Maisedomi. That which will memela occur, this man which will memela pass and will become roya lachile, so it is now a din of merzi lachile. So afilu according to Rebbe, there should be an iser of shviras etzem. So where do we find a machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbono? So Rav Papa says anu akimte. Ela be'ever sheyotzo miktsosoi kamiflagi. The machlokes, Rebbe and the Rabbonin will be by an ever sheyotzo miktsosoi. A miktsas went out chutz l'chaymesh Yerushalayim. A miktsas is teich Yerushalayim. And memele, if there will be an iser to break this bone that was yotzo miktsosoi. Man the Yoma Kosher, so Rav Papa says, according to the Tanakh, that the Iser of Shviras Etzem is only if it's a korban kosher, not if it's a korban posel, a kosher. So this etzem, that yotza miktsosoi, is a etzem of a korban kosher. So memele, there'll be an iser of shviras etzem. Uman di oma roi lachile. But if you say that in order that there should be an iser of shviras etzem, the etzem has to be roi lachile, that means the bosor shal gabei ha etzem has to be roi lachile. The etzem is never roi lachile. The bosor gabei ha etzem has to be roi lachile. I love barachilu. So then you'll be permitted to break the bone because the bosor shal gabei ha etzem is not chozi lachile. Kedesanye. Rabbi Shmuel benoi Rabbi Yochanan ben Broi Koima, Eiver, we find one Tana says klo like this, Eiver, sheyotza miktosoi v'shibroi, ein boi mishum shvira sa'etzem, there's no iser of shvira sa'etzem, why? Because the boso shal gabe ha'etzem is not chozi la'achile, so memele, so there's no issue of Shviras Etzem. So we see Rabbi Shmuel b'nei Shem Yechem b'mroika holds like Rabbi. Nitake says, l'maise, that there's no issue of Shviras Etzem. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Eiver sheyotza miktosoi chutz l'chaymas Yerushalayim. An Eiver that went out chutz l'chaymas Yerushalayim, V'tzorech lachtoich es ha-yoytze. And you have to cut off the yoytze, ike b'nai. That's the machloikis between Rebbe and the Rabbonim, the Tanakam. So according to the Tanakam, hainami kosher. So this is a etzem of a korban kosher, sharei hapnimi kosher, because the bosor of the chelik apnimi is kosher, barehu shayvroi, and he's breaking the bone, v'oiva mishum leisish berubai. So Rashi says that it's kosher, sherei apnimi kosher, barehu shayvroi, v'oiva mishum leisish berubai. So let us try to understand what Rashi is saying. To the hammer was Meir, and I wanted to be mamtiket a little bit, and perhaps we'll get a clockite in this Rashi. Bachsach Mir, the Issa Yoytzei is only on Boso. The Boso Baso the Treifel Loisei Chelu is going on Yoytzei. Not a lot of Boso Sheyotze Chutzum Chitzosei. Before we had Bosor, the whole Issa Yoytzei is on Bosor. And at some is, there's no Issa whatsoever. The Issa is on the Bosor. Now, if you have a bone, that half of the bone went out. So, what do you have over here? You have half of the Bosor is Posel, the chelik that went out. Half of the Bosor is Kosher, the chelik that remained inside. Now we're going to clear a shayla. Does this bone come from a korban kosher or from a korban posel? That is be'etzem our shayla, which is a very interesting shayla. But let's go one step further. Rashi says later, if the whole eva went out, so it's zicher called a posel. So we see like this, that we're not done this etzem with the rest of the korban. The whole korban is a korban kosher. We're done this etzem, this is an etzem of this eiver. So we have to be done, is this an etzem of a korban posel? This is an entity bifnei atzmai, this eiver is an entity bifnei atzmai, it has an etzem in it, and we have to be done, is this an etzem of a korban kosher, or is this an etzem of a korban posel? That's a very interesting shaila. So if you'd ask us, well, we'd say, we have to say the truth. So, the L'chay Ademis is, part of the Bosor is kosher, part of the Bosor is posel. So between you and me, this is an etzem of a korban kosher, and it's an etzem of a korban posel. Maybe that an Ademis. It is 100% true.
It is an etzim of a kodim that has two dinim. The chelik habasar apnimi is kosher, the chelik habasar achitzim is posel, and this etzim, which is neither kosher nor posel, the etzim is not, you don't need the etzim, this is an etzim of a kodim which is kosher and posel. Now we have to know a etzem of a kolben, which is kosher and posel, what kind of aloche does it have? Is there a heter of shviris etzem? Is there not a heter of shviris etzem? L'chayre, that's a very interesting shaila. So if we will say for 1 minute, what is the haloche that a kolben posel, there's no iser of shviris etzem? So l'chayre, pshat is, that a kolben posel, there's a iser of shviras etzem by a kolben kosher. By a kolben posel, there's no iser. That means so there's no sibel eser. Kolben etzem leisish berubay bekosher beloy beposel. So if will be done, this etzem, is there an iser shvira? So we'll say like this. This is an etzem of a kolben kosher. This is an etzem of a kolben posel. Als being an etzem of a kolben kosher, this should be an iser shvira. Because if this is an etzem of a kolben kosher, there should be an iser shvira. Als being an etzem of a kolben posel, there's no iser shvira. So the iser shvira should remain as being an etzem of a kolben kosher. It is an etzem of a kolben kosher. You can't take this away. Since the basar apnimi is kosher, and this is an etzem to this basar, so it's an etzem of a kolben kosher. It's true, it's an etzem to a kolben posel also. So it's an etzem, but a kolben posel is not a poiter. A kolben posel is not a mechayev. That means, for being an etzem to a kolben posel, there wouldn't be an issa. So, for being an etzem, so there's no issa else being an etzem to a kolben posel. But I'm an etzem to a kolben kosher also. So since I am an etzem to a kolben kosher, so there's an iser shvira. That is l'chayre. Now let's look again at the lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, "Hai nami kosher." So the verta "Hai nami kosher" means that this bone is an etzem to a kolben kosher. The whole bone is an etzem to a kolben kosher. Sharei ha-pnimi kosher. So since the pnimi is kosher, so the whole bone is an etzem to a kolben kosher. Varei hu shayv rois. He's now breaking a bone which is an etzem to a kolben kosher. Va'ayva mishub leisish berubay. That's according to the Tanakhama. So what do you do? So Rashi says, well, practically what you do. Elo choytech. You cut the meat, you make an indentation, ad shemegia la'etzem, the kailayf, and then you peel the basar kosher, the basar apnimi, ad shemegia la'perek, till you get to the perek that's mechaba the two atzomis, v'chaytech, and then you separate the atzomis, k'desnan, b'masnis. So according to the Tanikame, there'll be an iser shviras etzem, because there'll be an iser shviras etzem because this is a etzem of a kolben kosher. So memela, so there's an iser of shviras etzem. Now, according to Rabbi said, you need a etzem hanechal. You eat a etzem hanechal. You need an etzem that is basar on it. Is basar hanechal on it. Now, just to understand this Svaris Rebbe, later we're going to have in the Gemara, and then from that we'll see L'chayre Ateichen Advorah Magim. Later we're going to have in the Gemara that according to Rebbe, there's one man, the Yoma, that says that in order for there to be an Isser, you have to be Shaiva the Etzem B'mokim with his Bosso. That means, if I have a bone I have a bone that is 2 inches long. On the second inch of the bone, there's a kezias of basa. On the first inch of the bone, there's no basa whatsoever. So the Gemara says, according to Rebbe, if you break the first inch of the bone, there's no issa, because you have to break etzem hanechal. There's no basa there. This is not an etzem hanechal. You break the second inch of the bone, you're breaking an etzem hanechal. So according to Rebbe, the gather is not a etzem ovei kolben kosher, ovei kolben posel. You have to have that, the, you need a etzem, you have to break an etzem that has bosar on it. That's that you have to break. If you break an etzem that doesn't have bosar on it, so memele not even yisa. So memele, according to Rebbe, the chalik, which is Yoytzei, so this chalik, this etzem, is not an etzem hanechel. This doesn't have any bosar on it. This chalik doesn't have any bosar on it. So therefore, this is not an etzem hanechel. B'mokim shvira hai la barachile rashes b'mokim shvira einoi roi lachile. Where you are breaking it, you're zicha making the shvira in the chalik ha etzem that was Yotzo. Is b'mokayim shvire einay roi lachile. So it's called you are not breaking an etzem anecha. Avol eiver sheyotzo kuloi. But what's the aloche if the eiver went out completely? The haino hoiso loy shas hakoish v'nifso. The kula alma ein by mishum shvire the hashda mi apostle. Now it is an etzem of a kolben posel. But if only half went out, it's an etzem of a korban kosher and a korban posel. So memelis, according to the Tanakhama, it will be a chiv of shviras etzem. According to Rebbe, today you need ikir is a etzem hanechal, a etzem that has bosar on it. So Rashi says, b'mokem shvira the chelik you're breaking, einoi roi la'achila. This mokim is not roi lachila, because where you are breaking, there's no basar roi lachila. So I am breaking an etzem that is not nechel. But afal pikein, this etzem is a etzem of a korban kosher. That it's an etzem of a korban kosher, but it is not an etzem hanechel. And it would seem from Taisvis that Taisvis also understood that this whole etzem is an etzem of a korban kosher, and Taisus asks, Taima, Eva Shayotza Mitzosa Ike Benaya Mandom Makosha Kosher, Taima Amai Choshev Le Kosher, why is it called an etzem of a korban kosher? Tvei mi bar achila, or Masha Niroi Lachila Lav Kosher. How do you say it's an etzem that's not Nechal and say it's an etzem of a korban kosher? That's what we try to explain. We try to explain that faker tesis. And you saw that's an etzem of both. But since an etzem of a korban posel is not a poita, it is only not a mechayiv, so you mechayiv al shviras etzem mitzad, that which it is also an etzem of a korban kosher. Masha enkein, a etzem anechel, that's a loch in the etzem. There has to be an etzem. It has to have bosach anechel on it. In the chelik that I'm making the shvira does not have basar anechel on it. That is Rav Popis Teretz. Now, Rav Sheishes berei de Rav Idi Oma kol ki hay gavne. If you have such a case, you have a case that the half of the basar is basar. Half of the basar is kosher. The kula alme ein boy mishum shviras etzem. According to everyone, there's no din of shviras etzem. What does that mean? According to everyone, there's no din of shviras etzem. I feel according to the Tanakhama. Why isn't there a din of shviras etzem? Hai eiver ha posel. It is an etzem of a korban posel. Now, we have to understand Rav Sheishes. Rav Sheishes is a shrek. That means we just got finished explaining Rav Poppe. Rav Poppe said it's an etzem of a korban kosher. Because the pnimi is kosher, so this is an etzem of a korban kosher. And all of a sudden Rav Sheishes, Bereid Ravidi, comes along and says it's an etzem of a korban posel. Now, what's happening over here? We wanted to say it's an etzem of both in Vafal Pikein. It has a chiyuv, it's Esav Shviras etzem, because mitzad etzem, that it's a korban of a korban kosher, is a Esav Shvira. That would, it's an etzem of a korban posel, mach netois. The only way I can understand a little Rav Sheshes is perhaps Rav Sheshes learned that a Bawad HaKolben Posel is no Isser of Shviras Etzem is not that by a Kolben Posel there's no Isser. A Kolben Posel is a Poiter. That means even though Mitzad the Etzem Maise Shvire there should be a chiyuv, I'm breaking a bone, but that what it is a bone of a Kolben Posel patters the chiyuv. Im keinem anachnu, if that is true, so then we can understand a little bit of Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes is saying that since it is also a etzem of a Kolben Posel, so memelis so there is no chiyuv of shviras etzem, ha poselu. It is the etzem of a Kolben Posel. Elo, shviras ha etzem bino ike binay. So according to Rav Sheshes does not like the nafkemine that Rapope had said, because he holds, still according to the Tanakhama, you wouldn't be chayiv, the high aver ha posel hu, it's an etzem of a Kolben Posel. Elo shvir, so what's this? So according to Tanakhama Yepota, so where do we have a nafkemine between Rebbe and the Tanakhama? Elo shviras ha etzem bino ike binayu. If the Kolben is partially roasted, is there an issa of shviras ha etzem? Man the Yom HaKosher, according to the Tanakhama, the only condition you need in order to be chayiv is has to be an etzem of a Kolben Kosher. No, it's a Kolben Kosher. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a Kolben Kosher. It's being in the process of being roasted. It didn't get completely roasted yet. So it's not Chozi L'Achila, but it's a Kolben Kosher. So man the Yom HaKosher HaKosher hu. But according to Rebbe, that said you need her etzem hanechal, hashda einei roi lachile. Ba'asher u'shom, it's not her etzem hanechal. It's not chozi lachile. You can't be mekayim mitzvah sachile in this matzav because it's not. L'chayre, even though we said before, that Rapopet said, that bayoim, it's called chozi lachile, because la'ulti merzi la'achila, so it's called chazi la'achila, that's what he had before. But could be no is worse than yoim. Yoim is amechusas man. That means yoim, we're speaking about yoim, it was roasted already, and it's only amechusas man to layla, so amechusas man lavke amechusas maisa, so it's called now chazi la'achila. Masha'en kein no, it's amechusas maisa, it's not roasted yet, it's partially roasted. So in order to be chazi l'achila, it has to become completely roasted. So this already is called b'asher rosham einei roi l'achila. That's how Rav Sheshes loim pshat in the machlokes. And Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar, he didn't like this either. Kol ki ay gavne, yesh bei mishum shviras ha'etzer. My time, the chazi l'achila, this is considered chazi l'achila, the matvelei v'ochelei. So he holds that this is also called chazi l'achila, since al yedei tzli, it can become chazi l'achila. We can continue the roasting process, it's in the midst of the roasting process. So memele, so this is also called chazi l'achila. This is also called chazi l'achila. We had a Pesachayla, if an Orl is considered a Bar Kapores, since it's Mechusa Maise. We had a Pesachayla and Absamach Beis on Medalev.
Taisa says you say hoyel by ksisha, which is a mechusa maisa. So it could be the Gemara saying over here that even though it's mechusa maisa tzli, that's still called chazi lachila. That's considered chazi lachila. It's roy al yedei tzli to be goyma the tzli. The chazi lachila, that's called chazi lachila. The matvila ivochila, you could roast it, and it's chazi lachila. So according to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, we just lost this akimte. I mean, the fill according to Rebbe, there'll be an Isser of Shviras Etzem because it's called chazi lachila. Zogt Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, so what's the machloikes between Rebbe and the Tanakame? Ela Shviras ha'alya ike binayu. Nafgemine is Shviras ha'alya. If you break an Etzem of the Alya. The Alya of a Tleh is Yomakter, the Alya. That's from the Imurim of the Tleh. So Memele, if there's an Isser to break an Etzem of the Alya. Laman the Yomak Kosher, according to the Tanakame, the only Tnai Lechiv, it has to be an Etzem of a Kolben Kosher. A Kosher, it's an Etzem of a Kolben Kosher. Nothing wrong with it. Leman da omeroy lachil, according to Rebbe. You need a etzem hanechal, an etzem that is an itbosel, that's roy lachile. Hay ain't roy lachile. This is not roy lachile. The alya le gevoyes alke. The alya is, you're gonna be makta the alya. So therefore, it's not chozi lachil. Zogt Rashi, alya's Haseh, kreiva ima imurim, dis yamakte, mashein kem besher veis kedersi chelbei al yetamima. As me Rashi means to say, there's no dibra maschel here of this Rashi. Rashi means to say, don't say that by all alyas there won't be an iso shvire. We only mean, according to Rebbe, we only mean the alya of Haseh. The alya of an eis, there'll be an iso shvire because it's, you eat it. Only the alya of Haseh, there's no iso shvire. Zat the Gemara weiter, Rav Ashi Omar, Kol ki hai gavne vadai ein boi mishum shvire setz. Rav Ashi says, I wish to disagree with you. You tain it according to the Tanakame. You'll be chayev because it's an etzem of a kolben kosher. The alya is an etzem of a kolben kosher. Vadai ein boi mishum shvire setz. Tavadai einai roi lachile klau. It's not roi lachile. It's Ravashi Shreklach. I mean, did anyone disagree with this? Before, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak also said it's not roi lachile. But who says you need roi lachile? Rabbi says, ye ochel, leisish betzem leisish beruboy, so you need roi lachile. The Tanakama said you need etzem l'shish boy bekosher v'loy beposel. That was Rav Ashi. So what did Rav Ashi come and say? Rav Ashi comes and say the zichin or iser of shviras etzem the avadei einei roi lachila klal. The zichin not roi lachila. It's shreklach. What is pshat Rav Ashi? So Emerson, this was Emerson asks the kasha and Rav Ashi. And much it's a very stark with Rav Ashi. Perhaps we could say Pshat and Rav Ashi as follows. If you learn the Pasuk, there's two things. There's the Drosha of Rebbe, and there's Pashta Dikra. The Pasuk says as follows. Bebayis Echot Ye Ochel. The Kolben should be eaten Bebayis Echot. Then you shouldn't take it out from the bayis. That's one pasuk. Next pasuk says, the etzem leisish beruboy, you should not break the yatzomis. The etzem leisish, you should not break the yatzomis. Now, if, forget about this pshat and this drush. When you're learning pashta dekro, which yatzomis are we speaking about? Are we speaking about the yatzomis
which you are makter on the Mizbeach? Or are we speaking about the atzomis of the chelik of the korban that's going to be nechel? We're speaking about, we're not speaking, you don't eat it in the Beis HaMikdash. If you're speaking about Babayis Echad Yeochel, we're speaking about that you had taken it out of the Beis HaMikdash, you brought it in Tabayis Echad Yeochel. We're speaking about atzomis ha'oimdois la'achila. That's what we're talking about. And it says halacha is that this basa should be Babayis Echel. You shouldn't burn, you shouldn't break an etzem. But with the pashta dekra is speaking about the basar and the atzomis, which were taken out of the Beis HaMikdash, which are eaten in Yerushalayim, that's what we're talking about. So Rav Ashi says as follows, that Rebbe is a drash. Rebbe is that, ye'ochel, etzem le'sishperu boy, you need a etzem hanechel. We'll see, it's coming to tell me halachas. But afilu without Rebbe, with zichah not speak, the pasuk is zichah not speaking about learn pashta dekra without any drushes. The pasuk is zichah not speaking about atomis, which from a chelik of the kolben, which you are makter. The havade ein eroi lachile klal. This chelik of the kolben, the aliyah zichah, this parsh isn't speaking about the aliyah on drushes. We're speaking about Yerushalayim now. The Aliyah never gets out to Yerushalayim. We're not speaking about the Achilas Aliyah. So we're speaking about the Yatzomis of the Chelik of the Korban that's Nechel. So Memeila Fulu, you don't hold Rebbe's Drash of Ye'ochel Be'etzem Leisish Beluboy. You don't need a Etzem Anech. But we're Zicha speaking about the Yatzomis of the Bosel that is being eaten. So Memele, so Philo, according to the Tanekame, als Pashte Dikrom, Yezicha won't be Chayev and Shviras Etzem Ha'alye. Elo, so what does Ravashi say? Elo, Eivor She'ein Olov Kizayis Bosa. Oh, now I'll tell you what Rebbe's speaking about. You have an Eivor that is not on this Eivor Kizayis Bosa. You have an aver that doesn't have any bosser on it. Doesn't have a kazai's bosser on it. Ike binai. Oh, this is the kasha. You have, this is a etzem of bosser hanechel, but there's no bosser on it now. There's no bosser on this aver. El aver she'ein olav kazai's bosser ike binai. Leman diyoma koshers, if the only t'nai for chiyuv is that it has to be an etzim of a korban kosher. Ha-kosher. This is an etzim of a korban kosher. It doesn't have any meat on it. So it doesn't have any meat on it. We stated it has to have meat on it. L'man da'omaroi l'achila b'ina shir achila. But according to Rebbe, need an etzim ha-nechal, need an etzim that can be eaten. That means that there's bosser on it that it can be eaten. Ye ochil ve'etzem leisish beruvoi, need an etzem hanechal. So memele, if there's no meat on this etzem, this is not an etzem hanechal. He need a drash already. We're speaking about that tzomis of the chelik of kolben which is eaten. But since there's no bosser on this etzem, so it's not an etzem hanechal. Ravina Omar. Kol ki ay gavne les bei mishum shviras ha'etzem. The be'inon shir achila. According to everyone, we need a shir achila. Now here again, Ravina is oichet ashrek. Ravina is mamash ashrek. Now where did Ravina get, according to the Tanakhama, you need a shir achila on the etzem? Vi shteitos in the posig. Ravina says this. That you need that with afilu you darshan a boy because of a bepostel, it's somehow it's muchach that you need on the etzem there's to be a shiur achila, there's at least there's to be a kezayis of bosa on this etzem. Maybe could be it's also as pashtei dekra, because pashtei dekra is we're speaking about that you're eating the korban pesach. The bayis echad yeyochel, the etzem leisish beruboy. So we're eating a korban. So we're speaking about the atzomais that you're eating from these atzomes. I mean, that's why it's a pashta dekra on adrash. You're eating from these atzomes. Ve'etzem leishis b'rabay was speaking about these are the atzomes. B'mayis echad yeyochel. That's how why it's a pashta dekra. You need adrash if the mokem hashvire has to be b'mokem boso. That's what Ravina says. Ravina makol ki ay gavne less by mishum shvira sa'etza. If there's not even a kezayis of basar on the etzem, there's a zichen odin of shvira sa'etza. Why? The bo'inen shir achile. You zichen need that you should be able to eat from the atzomas. But everyone knows. Could be that's pashta dekra. Ela eiver she'ein olav kizayis boser b'mokim ze. But if you have an eiver that is no kizayis boser b'mokim ze, that means in the mokim shvire where you are breaking it, there's no kizayis boser. The yesh olav kizayis boser b'mokim acha. But in another place of on this etzem, there is a kizayis boser. So that's the machloikis of Rebbe in the Tanakame. Ike benayu. Laman diyoma kosher. A kosher. This is a etzem of a kolben kosher. Laman doma roi lachila. That's what Rebbe was mechadish. That you need that the etzem has to be a etzem hanechal roi achila binen beinen shiur achila bemokem shvire. Ve'etzem lo yisish beru, the shvira should not be b'mokei ma'achila. The shvira should not be in a place where there's bosa. The whole leke. So this is the last akimte of Ravine, and he says, according to everyone, you need that there should be at least a kezayis bosa on the etzem, but if you need a kezayis boso b'mokim ma'shvire, that's the machloikis, Rebbe and the Tanakame. According to Rebbe, you do need it, and according to Tanakame, you don't need. Zogt Rashi, Ravina Omar, ileke kezayis boso, if there is not a kezayis boso, the kuli alme ein boy mishum shvire. Then according to everyone, there's no iser of shvire if there's no kezayis boso. Elo, but if there's no kezayis in the place where you are breaking it, but there is a kezayis b'mokim acher ikabinayu. Then we have an afkamina between Rebbe and the Tanakam. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tanya, we learned a baraisa. So we had Chilukei Deis and Amiroim how to explain the Machlokes Rebbe and the Tanakhame. So the Gemara Tanya, we learned in Abaraisa Ka'arbo Minayu. We learned in Abaraisa like four of these Amiroim. That four Nafgeminis that Amiroim said, and according to Rebbe will be like this, according to Rabban will be like this. So in this Beraisa we see that four of these are true. The Sanya we learned in the Beraisa, Rebbe Oimer, Babayis Echod Yeochel Be'etzem Loisish Beru Boy. So you need a Etzem Hanechel. Ala Kosheru Chayv Eine Chayv Al Apostle, which is a very misleading Loshen. So now he explains, what do I mean Kosher, what do I mean Apostle? In other words, I mean nechal and ainei nechal. So I'll explain to you. Hoysa loishas hakosha. If the kolben was once kosher, baboides were bekashres. The zrika was bekashres. So it's a kosher kolben. Now the bosa became tomei, the bosa became posel al tsyoitse, the nifsel. Bishas achile, ain't by mishum shviras etzem. So memele, if nifsal b'shas achila, ain't by mishum shviras etzem. That means that now that it is nifsal, so now it's not anymore chazi la achila. So now there's no issur of shviras etzem. If you need a etzem of a kolben kosher, so since it was kosher to the avoidus, of the avoidus, the shchita, the zrike was marshir the kolben, so avoidus ksheire, so it's called an etzem of a kolben kosher. But if you learn that it has to be a etzem hanechal, so now, b'shas achile, it was nifsal, ein by mishum shviras etzem. That's one nafkamine. And, this was the nafkamine of Rabbi Yosef. As this was Rabbi Yosef's nafkamine. Now, the Baraisa says a second nafkamine. Yesh boi shir achile, yesh boi mishum shviras etzem. If there's a kezayis on the etzem, if you need a kezayis b'mokim shvira, if you need a kezayis on the etzem, Rashi says you can say whatever you want to say. We have machlokes amiroim in that. Yesh boi shir achile, if there's a kezayis on the etzem, yesh boi mishum shviras etzem. Ein boi shir achile, ein boi mishum shviras etzem. That's the second afkamin we hear. Horoi lemizbeach, ein boi mishum shviras etzem. That means the alya. The alya, according to Rebbe, since it's loichozi lachila, there's no din shviras etzem. And the fourth mafkamin is bishas achila yesh boi mishum shviras etzem. That means balaylo, there's an issa of shviras etzem. Sheloi bishas achila, ein boi mishum shviras etzem. Sheloi bishas achila, there's ein boi mishum shviras etzem. This is very interesting. So here the Baraisa says, this is a member of Rebbe, according to Rebbe, bayoim, there's no iser of shviras etzem, because not chozi lachila. The Baraisa did not mention the nafkamina of Noah. But that was always given Punkverkehrt. That no is better than yoim, for some reason. That, or else, why didn't say another nafkamine? L'chayrat should have mentioned no, if there's a chiv shviras etzem on no. So it should have said according to Rebbe, you're not chayiv. So what happens is given that no, for some reason, is better than yoim. Yoim is called loichosi lachile, even though yoim is only a mechusas man, and no is called chosi lachile. Nach mefashtein what the cheshbon is. Let us see Tosfos. Ochi garsine. Hoy saloi shasa kosher v'nifsal. This is the first nafkamine that it says in the Baraisa. It had a shasa kosher, benifsa, ein by mishum shviras ha'etzem. This is no iser of shviras ha'etzem. Because it's not chozi l'achila. V'loi garsinin yesh boy, v'i garsinin tikshel Rav Yosef. So this is shveren Rav Yosef. V'loi mashkechinin karbo minayu. The Gemara said that this Barais is a raya to four of these Amiroim. If it says, yesh by mishum shviras etzem, it's not like Rabbi Yosef, so it's only a raya to three Amiroim. The is the Goris Lael b'milsi the Rabbi Yosef, laman the omar kosher, lav kosher hu, by hoyaloi shasa kosher v'nipsa. So if you hold you need a kolben kosher, it has to be kosher now. L'man di yom ha-yeyochel bar achilu was a bar achilu then. L'fi ze metuk megirsus as from the gasinin yesh boy. That is an iser of shviras etzem because it's called a bar achilu. Bar achilu you look from before and kosher you look at now. Ve'in nire, the bekula shmaiten, tvei nofik, we are mapik, me achilu, me de nofik, me teires kashrus. The Gemara seems that achilu is a bigger tnai, liftoir, than kashrus.
So therefore, Taisvis does not like this Gilsa. Zog te Gemara weiter.
Itma. Eiver she'ein olav kezayis boso b'mokim ze. You have an eiver that the mokim ha'shvire, there's no kezayis boso. V'yeish olav kezayis boso b'mokim ach. But on this etzem, there is a kezayis boso, but not in the mokim ha'shvire. Rabbi Yochanan omar yesh boi mishum shvire se'etzem. As long as there's some boso on this etzem, there's an is of shviras etzem. You don't need shviras, you don't need shvira b'mokim boso. As long as on the etzem there's boso, there's is of shviras etzem. Rab Shimon ben Lakish Oma, ein boy mishum shviras etzem. There's no is of shviras etzem. So let us just see let us see Taisvis. Itma eiver she'ein olav kezayis boso b'mokim ze. Nire l'ri u'l'rivo. Ta'alibe de Rebbe kamiflegi. Rabbi Yochanan erish lokish acholik according to Rebbe. Diktoni bebraises tome. The braise we hear from Rebbe, it said, yesh poi shir achile, yesh poi mishum shvira se'etzem. That you only chayiv on shvira se'etzem if it has a shir achile. So now there's a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, what does that mean, a shir achila? Do you need a shir achila on the etzem, or do you need a shir achila b'mokim ha'shvira? Or b'plukti de Ravina v'Ravashi kamiflegi, and that's the machloikis we had before between Ravina and Ravashi. What does Rabbi need? A shir achila on the etzem, or a shir achila b'mokim ha'shvira? Avol Rabbonon, l'kulal me'yesh b'im b'shum shvira setzem. We'll come back to the next chelik of Taisus when we learn the Gemara. So now, Al-Koponim, we understand what the machloik, according to who the machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is going, according to Rebbe. According to Rebbe, you need a shir achila, that's for sure. The shail is it sufficient a shir achila on the etzem, or do you need a shir achila b'mokim ha'shvira? Eis ve'rabbi Yochanan l'Rab Shimon ben Lakish, we learned in Abaraise ve'etzem loisish b'ruboi. Echot etzem sheyesh olav kezayis boso. Say an etzem that has a kezayis boso. Echot etzem shein olav kezayis boso. Yechayiv. Sheyechayiv afilu ein olav kezayis boso. My ein olav kezayis boso. What does this mean? There's no kezayis boso on the etzem. What does that mean? Ilay medein olav kezayis boso klau. There's no boso whatsoever on it. Amay yesh bei mishum shviras etzem. So we'll see, according to Taisa, Rebbe at the least needs that there should be a kezayis boso on the etzem. So memele. So you can't say that ain't olav kezayis boso means there's no kezayis boso, period, on the etzem. That can't be. El elav hochikoma echot etzem sheish olav kezayis boso b'mokim ze. This is shot in the Barais. Echot etzem sheish olav kezayis boso b'mokim ze. Echot shein olav kezayis boso b'mokim ze. And the mokim ha'shvirid is no kezayis boso. Yesh olav kezayis boso b'mokim acher. You are chayiv. That you do not need, that there should be a kezayis b'mokim shvire. Now let us finish Toysvis. Pohod the masik, that what Rabbi Yochanan asked Akashe. Ilay medein olav kezayis boso klal. Amay yesh by mishim shvire setzem. Rabbi Yochanan asked Akashe. If there's no kezayis boso, why is there nisa shvire setzem? Afal gav the motzi look me karabona. What's the kashe? Maybe this price is going according to the Chachomim. And according to the Chachomim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he don't even need a kezayis boso. Maybe it's going according to the Chachomim. So Taisa says, no, that's not an eitza. Hoyu ba'libe de Rebbe kamiflegi. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish are choylik alibe de Rebbe. Usvire lohu ke Rebbe. In both of them hold like Rebbe. a paschal like Rebbe, is looking me lemas nisei kibos. And some of the brais also going alibe de Hilchus, some of the brais is also going alibe de Rebbe, some in Melech, so that was Rabbi Yechonin's kasha. The brais says, echot shein olav kizayis boso, which means that it doesn't have a kizayis boso b'mokim ha-shvire, you are chayv. So it's a kasha and Reish Lakish. Oh my loy. So Reish Lakish said, no, I wish to disagree with you, pshat in the Baraisa. The Baraisa does not mean echot she'ein olav kizayis boso. That means that there's no boso b'mokim ha-shvire. That's not true. You always need boso b'mokim ha-shvire. I watch out echot al hochikop. Echot etzem sheyesh olov kizayis boso mi bachutz. Sai an etzem, izich nis b'mokim shvire. But sai yehev an etzem sheyesh olov, this on the etzem, kizayis boso mi bachutz. Echot etzem sheyein olov kizayis boso mi bachutz. There's no kizayis boso on the etzem. No what? Yesh olav kizayis boso mi bifnim b'mokim shvire. But there's a kizayis inside, there's a kizayis of marrow. That's what the Barais is telling me. According to Rebbe, you are only chayiv if there was a kizayis of boso b'mokim ha-shvire. Now the Barais is telling me, where does this kizayis have to be? The Bais says it doesn't matter. It can be on the etzem. It can be in the etzem. As long as there's a kezayis, b'mokim ha-shvir. Zot Rashi. Loi, hochi koma. Loi lam achila b'mokim shvire b'ina. You need achila b'mokim shvire. That's for sure. Going to Rabbi. Ve'echot etzem she'ein olav kezayis boso de koma. That way it says an etzem, there's no boso on it. Hochi koma. Ain't all of this not on it mi bachut? Ain't all of boss mi bachut? Aba v'yesh b'soy chay moyach mi bifnim. But there's no bosser on it. There's bosser in it. U'bimokim shvire. And there's moyach where the mokim hashvire. Hashminon dachilas moyach achile. That's also called etzem hanechal. That it's called etzem hanechal mitzad the bosser mi bifnim. The moyach mi bifnim. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Bohosanye benichuse. But this is not a psakashe, it's a raye. That is an iser of shviras etzem, and an etzem that has moyach mibifnim. Bohosanye, we learned in the Barais as follows. The etzem loisish beruboy. Is a lav etzem loisish beruboy. Echot etzem sheyesh bei moyach. Say the etzem has inside of it moyach. The echot etzem she'ein by moyach. Inside the etzem does not have any moyach inside of it. Frag the Gemara, the first statement that you said is an issa of shviras etzem and the etzem she'yesh by moyach. How could that be? Umani mekayim ba'ochlu as ha'boso ba'layla hazeh. The Pasuk says you have to eat all the boso, so how could there be an issa of shviras etzem and a etzem sheyesh by moyach? You have to eat the moyach shebeseicha etzem. So kochoch there's no issa of shviras etzem and a etzem sheyesh by moyach. It says bachlos a boso balayla zeh. Fiatayis to b'raisa, no, that's no kasha. Bachlos a boso means beboso shal gabi etzem. The boso, you have to eat all the boso which is on top of the atzomis. But the boso that's in the atzomis, is no chiv yanyu bepoyel to eat them, because there's an issa of shvira set. So that's what I'm telling you, that if etzem loisish bro boy is koilul a etzem sheyesh boy moyach, and I don't say that you should be permitted to break the etzem in order to get to the moyach, because I'm a kain bachlu as a boso with the boso that's outside of the etzem, of the tzomis. Oye, no, the brayis, maybe that's not true. Elo beboso shebesoich etzem. Maybe we have to learn the posuk literally. Ba'ochlu as a boso ba'layla zayiftit all the boso. Sai de boso she al gabi atomis, sai de boso she besoichet. And if you have to eat all the boso, so then the etzem loisish b'loboy cannot be going on a etzem sheyesh by moyach, because I have to eat the moyach, so I kochi have to break the etzem. Umani mekayim etzem loisish b'loboy, the etzem sheyesh by moyach. So there I have no legitimate reason to break the etzem. There is an issa shvichas etzem. But an etzem sheyesh by moyach could be, there won't be an issa l'maisa to break the etzem, because there's a chiv to break the etzim in order to eat the moyach. Al betzim shesh by moyach shay vevoicha. Ba'al te tamish rayo v'yasei v'yitcha loisase. Fakel. That means if I say v'ochlu as ha-boso is koilu all boso, including the moyach, so then I'll have to say v'etzim reisish b'ruboi is only applicable on an etzim shein b'moyach. An etzim shesh by moyach, l'maise, there's a din I have to break it. So I don't know pshat. That means first the Baraisa started off by telling me that etzem leisish b'ruboy is koyul etzem sheyesh by moyach. Then the Baraisa starts thinking a second thought. Maybe not. Maybe it's only speaking about an etzem shein by moyach. So now the Baraisa feels, oh, he's Talmud loyma. Shloyma v'etzem leisish b'ruboy b'pesach sheini. Now there's an extra passage. By Pesach Sheini says Vetzim Leishbu Boi Shein Talmud Loima. So this whole pasuk is an extra pasuk. Sherei Kvar Nema Kecholchu Kasa Pesach Yasu Oisai. The pasuk says already that Pesach Sheini is all the halachas of Pesach Rishon. So Pesach Rishon is a klal, the Shviras Etzem is also. So Vashteitzach Pesach Sheini also Shviras Etzem is also. So why did the pasuk have to repeat the Issa of Shviras Etzem? Heavy oima. So this pasuk is coming to tell us a new din of shviras etzem. That what? That even an etzem sheyesh by moyach, there's also an issa shvira. Heavy oima, echad etzem sheyesh by moyach, vechad etzem sheyin by moyach, there is an issa shvira. Let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi, vasanye benichuse, da osa l'shaber etzem shebesoy chay moyach. You're not allowed to break such an etzem. V'lo emrinin leisei ese de v'ochlu es ha-boso v'yitcho es loisa ase de shvire. U'mani mekayim v'ochlu es ha-boso. It says, if you'll say that it's an issa shvire etzem, be-boso shal etzem. Avo moyach loy, the leke look me be-moyach, nami, as Rashi says, I maybe there is a mitzvah. Maybe there's a mitzvah to eat the moyach. Aye, how do I eat the moyach? There's an itzah of etzem leisish b'ruboy. Vayidei gacheles. And I'll do it through a gacheles. I'll put a gacheles on top of the etzem, and I'll burn the etzem. Then there's no itzah of shvirit. And then I'll eat the moyach. So Rashi says, maybe take the itzah of the chiv of ochlos aboso is going on moyach also. Aye, how do I get to the moyach? Through a gacheles. Rashi says, no, that can't be pshat and posik. Le matzach leikho milsa da osi boli dey takole kul mepoka. The Torah would never tell you to eat the moyach. If there's an itzer of shviras etzem, the Torah would never tell you to eat the moyach because by putting a gecheles on it, it might break. So you're even shviras etzem. So from this Rashi weiss doch heus, that Rashi holds that the chshash of Dilma Poka is not a Rabbonin dike Issa, it's a Raisa dike din. Rashmu wants to say maybe it's going according, maybe this price is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, also the Vashem Miskaven is also. Also the Bekeveges Kashe. Shein Talmud Loimish Lehutzach Lelamed Issa Shvire. Rakoch is coming to tell us that the Issa Shvire's etzem applies also by a etzem sheyesh by moyach. Let us see Taisvis. Echad etzem sheyesh by moyach, echad etzem shein by moyach. So Taisvis, hochi maskir sheinai poshet koidim. In the Seder, halachis is telling me first, I'm a chudish tikidin, etzem sheyesh by moyach. Bisvorat the Seder is no isav shvirat etzem, say etzem deichalai sase. Then he says a poshet tikidin, echad etzem shein by moyach. There's also a din of shvira setzim.
Hoche masker shayne poshet koyde. Vechein beperek hacholis says as follows. Kol anoshim lo yinosu ad gimul chadoshim. All women that got married are not permitted to marry again after the husbands die till they wait 3 months. Al safchone. Echad psulois ve'echad almonis. So memele psulois is a chiddish. By psulois betim pastach nish kain iser afchone. Tananami, so it's telling me a chiddish, and then it tells me almonis, which is poshet. Tananami, bereshe psuloi she'ene poshet, and then he said almonis. So Taisva says, that's an oifen, the way the Tana tells us halachas. You can start off with halacha she'ene pshute, and then tell me halacha pshute. But, heiche, the ike plukte, but, if there's a machloikis, oi, koi akro, or if the baraisa is explaining a posik, then derech lahaskir poshet koide. Then the Tana says the double poshet koide. Now Taisus brings the gemois. Kehi derech hashonet. Visnan omer abeleze, lehiski rabbi yechim ben zake, shetoiken elu biyat. So abeleze holds, you're only permitted to blow shayfer Shabbos in Yavne, because it's a bezman kavua. Amruloi echad Yavne v'echad Kolmoke. So the Amruloi hold, no, not only Yavne, Kolmoke. So what did it happen first? The double apostle. You said only Yavne. No. So I said not only Yavne, but Kolmoke m'sheyesh by Bez. Kach Kolmoke m'sheyesh Bez. V'chein b'bo b'kama, so you see if there's a machloikis, so the Tana ha-choylik chaps on the dova poshet, and then he chaps on what he's chaylik on him. V'chein bebobi kam, echot boir, echot tziyach ma'ore, the koyakro, the chsiv boir. The Torah said boir. So now Chazal say, not only boir, which is poshet, that's what the poshet says, tziyach ma'ore yirosho chay. V'chein besoite, it says, yivne bayis, that's what the Pasuk says. So then the Baha'i says, Echad Abayinim, Echad Lekech, Lekech is also Chai. Or Chai's Meyachim Lecham. Chaim Bekama the Sukhi, Gabi Echad Gdeilu Vechad Tana, that's going on a Machloikis. So also, see Chapson, Gdeilu, which is Poshit, then he's Moisef Ksan. Kshu Oimer Ve'etzem Lo Yishperu Boi BePesach Sheini. So the Pasuk is coming to tell us that even Etzem Sheyesh Boi Moyach, there is and is a shvira, and you don't see as a dechaloisa. But peirik dam chatos bezvochim yalef mihoche. So the Gemara in Zvochim had a problem. The Gemara in Zvochim had, from here you see that ain't as a dechaloisa. How does this stim with our klal? Bechola teirakula as a dechaloisa. So why isn't the esse of achilos pesach deche de loisas of shvira setzim? So the Gemara darshins in Zvochim, Yalav Mahocha, dein eser deicha loisasa bekotchim. That an loisasa of kotchim, an eser is not deicha. Dechsim rachmon agabi pesach vesem loisish priboy, so we see a love of kodesh is not nitcha yidei es. Period. Bekotche, heiche yalav mino, how can you learn out from this haloche? That is no din tchiye. My name is Tzorich Krohoch to tell me there's no din tchiye. Ho be'idne de me'eker lav loy mekayim ese. You're over the lav of shviras etzem before you eat it. You're over b'shah shvira. And later, you mekayim the ese of achile. So frag tach teisve, so I bezoi it's poshet is no din tchiye. Because from the hilchis of ese deich eloisa, so we need that be'idne. Your beidne, your over the lav, your mekayim and asay. In here beidne, first your shayver, and then your mekayim ba'ochlu. That's Taisvis Kasha. So we have here on the side, Vayim Piskei Taisvis Vochim Perik Dam Chatos. The Piskei Taisvis Perik Dam Chatos says as follows. The Pesach Taisus answers Taisus Kasha. Im I Efsher Lekayim Asay Beinyan Acher. If the Kiyim Asay is impossible to be Niskayim through another Oifen, that means the only way you can be Kayim Achilas Hamoyach is through Shviras Etzem. loy beinon beidna de meka lav lekayim esay. The Turi Evin and Chagige explains what's pshat in the Piskei Tosfos. Given the efshe lekayim asay da'achilas moyach, Elohim kein shoiver etzem amakifoy, hashviris, or the shviris ha'etzem nami hechsher mitzvosoy umiguf ha'mitzvah yechoshev. That means since the mitzvah can never be niskayim without breaking the etzem, so the haschalas ha'mitzvah the is considered b'shah shviris ha'etzem, because you can't eat the moyach without breaking the etzem. So memele, so the shviras ha'etzem is a aloche of haschalas ha'mitzvah, so memele, that's considered be'idne. When is it not considered be'idne? It's not considered be'idne if theoretically the mitzvah could be niskayim without doing this pa'ula kedume. Like the Gemara says that if a kohen has a beheres on himself, he can't be koitzes the beheres, als the heter of esed, the esed of avoyde should be doiche the loisas of tzitzes beheres, because it's not bidne. So their pshat is avoyde could be niskayim without tzitzes beheres. Tzitzes beheres is not an intricate chelik of avoyde, so therefore it's not considered bidne. But if shviras ha'etzem is an intricate chelik of avachila, so that's called the haschol. That's called miguf ha-mitzvah. You can't eat differently. So there's no chasson no bidne. That's what the Piskei Tosfos says. But oit kosher l'Rashba. Frek the Rashba nandere kasher. The hocha efshel l'kaim shneiim al yedei gumrese. How could you say possibly Yesod Eichalaisase? When do you say Yesod Eichalaisase? V'chiev shalakayim shnei. You can't be Mikayim the Esen the Loisase only through Tchiyah. Then you say Yesod Eichalaisase. Das Seiref Vatzomis Ein by Mishum Shvira Setzem. V'kaimu and Eichad Yochalakayim shneim Leosi Yesod V'dochi Loisase. V'tiritz Rabbeinu Chaim L'Rashbe. So Tosfos in Zvochim explains the essay is that the essay is you should eat all the meat. Now, if you're going to use a gumrasa, you can't eat all the meat because a chelik of the moich will be burnt to the gumrasa. So it's not shayach to say that all the meat should be eaten without breaking that tzomis. So it's impossible that all the meat should be eaten without breaking that tzomis. So it's called Iefshel Lekayim Shnei.